What pronunciation goals should you set before taking the TOEFL IBT? Before taking the TOEFL IBT, you should set some goals regarding your speaking and pronunciation abilities. Consider the following pronunciation proficiency continuum, a scale indicating your intelligibility or proficiency as a non-native speaker of English. The closer your score is to 6, the closer you are to sounding like a native speaker and the better chance you have of scoring high in the TOEFL IBT. Before taking the TOEFL IBT, you should determine where you are on the scale and where you want to be before taking the TOEFL IBT. You may not be able to achieve near native pronunciation for the following reasons. It may not be desirable. Your accent is important because it identifies you with your native language and culture. It may not be necessary. You can speak American English and be fully understood, yet still retain aspects of your accent. It may not be possible. Most adult learners have great difficulty limiting all traces of accent. A good goal is to score 4 or higher on the scale. A great goal is to score 5 on the scale. Included below is an explanation of the pronunciation proficiency continuum. 6. Has barely detectable accent. Pronunciation is almost like that of a native speaker. Rare isolated mispronunciations, but no evident patterns of error. Has obvious accent and pronunciation variations, but these do not interfere with understanding and rarely distract the listener. 4. Is intelligible to most native speakers. Accent and pronunciation variations are somewhat distracting to the listener, but usually do not prevent understanding. 3. Is somewhat intelligible to native speakers who are accustomed to conversing with non-native speakers. Frequent pronunciation variations distract the listener and also prevent understanding. 2. Is very difficult for a listener to understand, even when accustomed to conversing with non-native speakers. Constant repetition needed. 1. Has minimal pronunciation proficiency. Listener understands only occasional words. Working towards scoring 4 or higher in this scale will help you to get the best possible score in the speaking section. So, do everything you can to improve your pronunciation. Based on my experience of having taught English as a second language since 1994, so I've taught thousands and thousands of hours of TOEFL classes, grammar classes, listening, pronunciation, reading, and so on, a lot of the students that I teach, especially the advanced ones, they fall into between the 3 and the 4 category, which means they're somewhat intelligible, but they do have pronunciation variations which are distracting and sometimes prevent understanding. So that you might fall into that category even if you're an advanced speaker of English. So be careful.